What's up, everybody? Yash Karaz here. You guys been paying attention to this new phenomenon about men surprising their wives with their own song? And sometimes the wives surprise their husband? Well, don't stop there. You can do it for your brother, your sister, your siblings. You can do it for your aunt, your auntie, granny, or grandpa. What's the thing? It's called Make Your Song. And basically, this is what Yash Karaz does. I don't want to join an organization, something I've been doing for over 30 years. So basically, Yash Karaz would do a spoken word. Now you tell me what inspires you about your husband, vice versa. Tell me what your wife inspires you and how she inspires you, your son, your daughter, whoever you want this to be about. You give this to me. You tell me all the great things about the person who you want to make a song about. I would then put it in a spoken word and make your own song for you and surprise them, and it'll last a lifetime. If you want to know more about this, how the pricing go, just go to KarazFilmsMerch.com. It's on the front page. But think about it. Your own song by Yash Karaz spoken word with a nice rhythm and blues or whatever you like. Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. That's another pre-record, guys. There's an inspection coming to my place, and I don't want to be live while they're trying to do an inspection, so I decided to do a pre-record so they can just walk through and get the hell out. Real talk. This title, Man is Made of Rain, but Turn Evil. That's also a scripture and Ecclesiastics that speaks of this. Why is this important? The Most High made the land healthy, nutritious, that we can eat off of it. He didn't charge you for water. He didn't charge you for electric. He didn't charge you for land. Somebody came along, got some muscle, got some power, and just started to do zoning and communities and patents and say, hey, now you pay me. And they hired a bunch of their friends and family, and they became senators and congress and mayors and superintendents, etc., etc. You get the point, right? Because that's exactly how it happened. And it would be no different this time around. When they get rid of cash and debit and credit, they're going to come with another currency, and they're going to try to do the same thing. Their friends and their families and constituents, they're going to try to tell you what to do and how to pay it. Here we go again. People sometimes don't understand. Everybody say, well, how the hell are we paying for water? How are we paying for electric? How are we paying for land? And land is free. As I said before, somebody came along, saw land, had a little muscle, and they started exactly where they were. And they call the town Rosemount. And they, you know, it's just dirt. They put up tents. We're going to call this community Rosemount. If you want to live here, you got to give her silver pieces. I'm just trying to show y'all how this shit happened. Rosemount grew from 5 people to 10 people, 100 people. Then they went, you know, half a mile down and called that one Roosevelt too. And they started more tents, and they got to charge you shekels to live here. So as time went on, they got better. They got more powerful. They got people's mind. You're going to work for me. You're going to secure the area. We'll make sure you have home, food, and water. And all you got to do is make sure people pay their rent. How do you think shit gets started, man? And then it became 500. Then 100, 500 became 1,000. And 1,000 became 5,000. Next thing you know, you're ruling 1,000,000 people. Then you go and say, well, there's other lands of the world. Well, let's go rule that too. See what I'm saying? Well, I'm trying to make a point where when Most High gave the indigenous people land, you'd have to want for nothing. But this is my point. Even though he gave you all of that land, he gave you water, he gave you everything you needed, you still wasn't satisfied. Man was made upright, but turned evil. That's facts. You have to ask yourself, is man still that man that had everything in the palm of his hand and still was not satisfied? The answer is yes. It's just, it's a tripping. And if you really think about how the Most High gave you everything and you still wasn't content, do you think we're going to be content in the last days? Nope. Or should we say, isn't the end times to the last days, which is no last days, but it's just a paraphrase, right? You would think as much as Most High gave us, we'd be totally content, but we wasn't. We sought out evil doors. We wanted to see what the transsexual world was, the bestiality. We always wanted to see everything that we couldn't do. This is why the indigenous people crave the Europeans so much, man. You probably say, why would they crave the Europeans? We didn't need college. We was indigenous, and basically we knew everything. We knew how to survive. We knew how to make food. We knew how to cook. We knew how to make living quarters. But they came along and took everything from you because you wanted to be like the Europeans so bad. The Most High took your tongue from you, right? So now they have these Eskimos, igloo people, and they got them painted as Indians. And they believe whenever you see a teepee, these types of tents with sticks, you associate that with Indians. But that's not Indian. That's igloo. Those are the igloo people. Igloo people had these teepee tents that would sticks and up out the, you know, the center of the tent. And they were great at igloos. If you go through history, the real indigenous people were not igloo people. Whenever they show you Indians, they'll show you Alaskan, native Alaskan igloo folks. And basically who they are, these are people who made teepee tents and these types of igloos. Now, you can go search this. This is not rocket science. But whenever they talk about native Indians, they show you these fair-skinned, slightly slanted-eyed, black, straight hair native Indians. And these people populated out of Alaska and farther in the cold eastern, northern. There was, you know, igloo people. They used to the cold, you know. That's what they did. They built igloos and they slept in them. And they got their meals out of the hole of the rocks. And like they would go put hole in the dried up oceans and fish and things of that nature. I'm trying to make a point where our history has been so shadowed to where we can't even believe it. Man is made upright but turned evil. And it's just facts, man. I want you guys, you know, like I said, it's a pre-record because I got an inspection today. But make a long story short, I just want to get right to the point. you have to understand that this is very important for you to comprehend in this day and time. Whenever they show you Indians, they show you these fair-skinned, slightly slanted-eyed, straight-haired people, and they know they're not Indians. They're sitting there taking all the glory. You say, why would they do that? Because it's a benefit. They have all the reservoirs. They get all the benefits. They get your disability. They get your food stamps. I'm telling you the truth. All of that's yours, man. All that land that the casinos own, that's black Indians. Give me a second, guys. Forgot my damn water jug, so give me 1 second. I just had to get that going, man. I forgot my damn water jug probably upstairs somewhere. But anyway, let's get back to this, right? That's some research that you can do. Shit, that me fooled. I mean, every time I saw an Indian, I thought Indians was all like kind of smoky skin with slightly slanted eyes and straight hair and talk like that. I swear. It's a shame how our history has been covered, but what I want people to understand that there's no sense in getting mad at the igloo people, man. There's no sense in getting mad at any of them, even the white folks that claim to be Indian. You probably say, well, why not? Why can't we have some type of a grudge? Because the Most High allowed it. He told you he was going to totally destroy you. He's going to make you the tail and not the head. So that means if you're the end of everything, you're going to get walked on by the peasants of the world. And they were the peasants. The igloo people was considered peasants. They didn't amount to anything. There was nothing. But you probably said, well, how did they know how to call themselves Indian? Because the Europeans told them. They said, hey, look, you guys need to pay us $5. And you can call yourself Indian. And when you do that, pay us that $5, we'll put you in this Rolodex memoir. And you get land, you get food, you get shelter. We even give you an allowance. They looked at each other in their own language. I'll bother you. Okay, yes. Okay. Well, that's a good deal. And they became the new Indians. Okay. So when you see a lot of these so-called Indians, they're Pacific, North Pacific, and they're really igloo folk. Teepee tents and all that shit. That's not us, man. And I would applaud those igloo folks who came out the closet and made TikTok short stories and told the truth. So I mean, it takes a brave guy, you know, a woman, to really see the bullshit and separate themselves and put their pride to the side and tell the truth. So I have to say thank you, whomever you were, and whomever you are continuing to spread the real gossip and the gospel. Thank you for telling the truth, man. That goes a long way in this world. There are a lot of igloo folks who just got a conscience and they're making TikTok videos, man. You may even see them on some reels and they're saying it's a shame how history was stolen from black people because the real Indians are black. They're not igloo for people. And you have to just admire that, man. For someone to come out and see their own people portraying to be you, it's disgusting. And what happens is the children are not to blame. It's the parents that embedded in their head to hate your Indian. So, you know, kids today are very questionable. And they're inquisitive, and they say, I'm gonna see what this is about. So a lot of these native people, the younger people, are researching and find out their parents lied. And when they confront their parents, they say, Mom, why did you say we were Indian? The way really igloo people, they cry. I just couldn't risk you messing what up? We have a good thing going in America. If you go telling people that you're not Indian, you're going to lose everything. And then a lot of the young people say, well, who gives a damn? We're not. Symptom, it's a difference. I told you guys, this generation is different from their parents from the days of old. That's why when you're talking about this trust and straw person, young people that really inquisitive, they're going to get it, man. It's the old heads, these kind of older people like my generation and that's locked down into Christianity that don't want to listen and pretty much done made their minds up. Instead of you being disrespect, which I won't disrespect anyone, even though I'm your same age, I'm not going to call you out your name. So when I say old head, I'm just directly speaking for those who really turn away any type of knowledge that can benefit themselves because they believe they're old enough. You can't tell them nothing. So that's the point of my old head. But I've seen some people just totally be disrespectful, where a guy comes on the show and asks a question and you say, man, that's them old heads. I won't do that, because he's probably don't know. He's innocent in his question that he's asked. So we have to be careful about being disrespectful to our elderly. And we have to be very conscious of how we respond, because we don't like what they ask. That's what I mean about understanding and having some type of poise before you react and call him an old head. That's like calling one old heifer. You know, just if you don't want to answer him, just say, you know, I don't think you guys going to get it, and leave it that. I've had a lot of people that's elderly, you know, older than me, ask me even how to work the computer. I don't really have that kind of time. You have a niece and nephew, I can direct you to a YouTube video, because I don't have time to troubleshoot no one's computer. But I would dare call them an old head. It's just things that I don't do. Now, I'll speak about the term old head. I have to break it down and let my elderly folks know, no, there's no disrespect, but this is where we at. Make sense? All right. Man is made upright, but turn evil. And that's just facts. And the sad part about this man that's made upright with our people, the biggest lie told is that we was conquered, right? They came in here and kicked the doors down and put us in slavery. Man, that stuff is so fairy tale. You couldn't take down the indigenous people because it was too many of us. We had everything on lock. We was already at four corners of the ends of the earth. We wasn't put there. See, that's why I'm saying you got to read literature. Literature lies. That's why you got to know how to read between the lines, because you was not taking four corners of the ends of the earth. You was already there. So it's easy to conquer us. So our people, once again, it's a shame that's why the Most High now making you work so hard to get to his tenfold, 20-fold, 30-fold, 50-fold, 100-fold. You probably say, what's that? That's favors. And because he gave you so much favor to where you just didn't give a damn. You know, it's just like giving a kid, like I say in my shows prior, you can give a kid everything that they ask for. And they'll play with it 2 minutes and sit to the side and say, what's next? That's a child that doesn't understand value. And we were adults, and we didn't understand the value that the Most High was trying to instill in us. And instead of being thankful, appreciative, we was like, okay, that's old. So we always wanted to see what the other nations was doing. So we craved the European lifestyles. We craved their secret societies and their fraternities and sororities and the way of life. And we thought that was fascinating, because you're probably saying, well, why would we? Because we conquered everything. The only thing we haven't conquered is their lifestyle. And we was a people that had to conquer things. So when we conquered that European lifestyle, Most High had enough, because he told us don't go in the way of the heathen. The Europeans was considered heathens. They didn't believe in anything. They were very evil, even to this day. And then the women that we were attracted to did not believe in Yah, but they were beautiful. And this was coming all the way from the times before us. The biblical brothers was doing this, dibbing and dabbing with these different types of women. And so the Most High just saw it from afar and was done. What a lot of people don't understand, like slavery, 1619, the whole slave term did not come from the Europeans. The slave term came from the indigenous people. The indigenous people started slavery, man. I'm trying to say, how did they start slavery? Because the Europeans whispered in the air, we would like to do this with you, but we need this and we need that, and we just need you to do this. So our own people turned on our people and started gathering up certain Indians and pretty much capturing them. I know you say, huh? Oh, yeah. You probably say, well, what's up with the ship? I'm not telling you that. There was a lot of black folks in Africa, man. I'm not telling you that they didn't put some black people on a ship, brother. But it's not like they say. You know, didn't no damn ship go to four corners of the ends of the earth and drop off slaves and go back and get some of them. That's bullshit. That's fairy tale. There were slaves coming from the boat. and their slaves was conquered by black indigenous Indian Africans and Arabs. They all was in on it. You probably say, huh? Oh, yes. And they gathered those in their communities because there's money. There's so much money involved, and forced them to get on the boat. And they did strip them down. They humiliated them. But here's the thing. The Most High allowed it. Now, here's the kicker. These people who turned against their own, right? The indigenous Indians who turned, should we say indigenous black Indians, who turned against their own people, thought they had it made in the shade because they made a deal with the Europeans. And the Moors also sit on the board with the Europeans. But this is what they did. They never trust you. The Europeans, even to this day, do not trust a bunch of brown-skinned people. So basically they said, what we're going to do is make them think they're part of us. We're going to teach them what we know. And they're going to teach what we knew. Because they were so fascinated about our lives more than us. But we was always curious about how they do this. And how they didn't really do shit. The only thing they had that we was really interested in was their philosophy of schooling. Something that we never knew and something that we didn't even need. So when we started to tamper with their schooling, it fucked us up. Because what was happening is that we were listening to their philosophy. And the Most High told us never to philosophize. So we start philosophizing and thinking about these sororities and fraternities. We start being destroyed. The Most High saw this from afar, man. He knew this was going to be bad. The Most High had to turn his back on us, man. He had to let this stuff happen. So long story short, we start gathering our own people and enslaving them for profit. But the Europeans said, okay, we're going to have these guys do the work for us. And when we feel like there's enough of them, we're going to take them all down. And that's exactly what they did. They took down the indigenous people first by killing tons of families with smallpox. And they took down the Moors. I mean, it was a perfect plan. And this shit happens to this day. Our people would gather and go against our own folks for the right amount of dollars and cents. And then after they get you to do this, they come right after you and take you down. This has been going on since the indigenous time. And they really thought they was going to get away with it. They thought they was going to really profit and, you know, have them some slaves. Everybody had slaves. The blacks, the indigenous people had slaves, man. They slaved some. They enslaved their people, the Moors, the Asians. Everybody came over here and got a piece of the pie, man. And the Asians came over here and changed their nationality to Indian. So much profit in it. But when they conquered the indigenous people and they got it to a number they know they could, you know, pretty much muscle, they said, well, you all can stay here, but you're going to call yourself Negro. And that's how that shit, you know, pretty much came apart. And then they start taking them out of certain jurisdictions and taking them to Oklahoma and pushing them in one. You probably say, well, why just Oklahoma? That's the way they can keep an eye on you. So just go back and let me just say what I said before. Man is made upright but turn evil. Our people was made upright. But we was not satisfied with what Yah gave us. We wanted to see the European world. And that's facts, man. We wanted to, our people was also into homosexuality. See, we don't want to accept that shit. We don't want to own it, but we want to talk about it. But I'm telling you facts. Our people wanted everything that Most High told us to stay away from. Why can't we have homosexuality? The women was curious about women. The men curious about men. The dressing in drag. Our people was into that shit, man. And Most High saw it from afar. He knew it was coming. He had to turn his back, man. He had to allow us to be slaughtered. And then once we start dying by the thousands, what happens when a person make a deal with you? They renege. And they had enough muscle and said, well, we done took half of them out. Well, that's just the best time to take them over. And that's how they was able to conquer us. They couldn't have conquered us alone. They had to have an inside person. But the trip part about it that nobody talk about, the Moors was in on it with them. The Moors was with the Europeans. They sit on the board. And they made deals with the black Indians to help take down the black Indians as well. And then when the shit started going down, they turned on them. That's facts, man. That's how they always conquered. They said, we're going to use these sons of bitches to take down their people We're going to use the Moors for extra muscle as well, because the Moors was leading some of these, I think Christopher Columbus, or I'm not sure, but I think the Moors was being like the navigator to get them in certain locations with the indigenous Black Indians. And the Black Indians wasn't threatened by the Moors. They just thought they were good people. Okay, hey, we see some more of our folks. But they were there on an agenda. And they turned. And they didn't see it coming. And so, by the time they realized that they was duped with smallpox, shit, it was over. They had conquered. But they make it seem like in history that the Europeans came down and put all the blacks in. That's bullshit. When you have as they say in Washington, a regime as large as the indigenous Black Indians, you couldn't come and take nothing down. You have to work the inside out. And that's exactly what they did. They had to get someone from the inside to make the house of cards fall. And that's what they done. And here we are today and still doing the same shit. Whenever they want to get close to you, they hire a spy, you know, and they did it to me. They do it to you. I've just had success in radio for years. So they'll send a few people along the way and cheer you on. And next thing you know, they follow you. They do everything. They walk. I've had that so many years, and you can usually tell a pawn. You can usually tell them. You know, every time you turn around, they show up everywhere you go. Sometimes I would do things to see if this particular person would just follow along, and they would. I would go just make bogus accounts. I would just say, shit, I'm going over here. And then a day later, I see them. And they'd be like, hey, I'm over here too, man. I was like, wow. So let me do this. Let me go over here. And I would just mention it briefly on the radio show. And they would go there and say, yeah, I'm over here too. I was like, wow, this is a pawn. What do I mean by a pawn? This is an agent. This is a person who's set up to try to get close to me. Now, remember, this is how they do it. They can't take you down alone. They need you to trust in one of their decoys so they can get into you and then crush you. That's why they always made you come to L.A., man. You couldn't come to you. I wouldn't go to neither one for free. I just despise the living quarters of New York and Los Angeles. Just a clusterfuck. You couldn't get me to go to another one for free. So I don't see it. And I never jumped on the bandwagon. But whenever you have something great in your spiritual man or woman, they will send people that look just like you to cheer you on, and they need to get close to you. I've had this happen throughout the time of my blog talks and radio shows. I had one guy I talked about. That's why I made the song called Real One. At one point in time, when I was in New and the Truth, I had corresponded with this person. And this person turned out to be an agent. I knew he was an agent. He made a mistake and took a picture as if he was trying to look at the FEMA account, but he was dressed in fatigue, like literally. But he pressed it. How did I know? The damn fool, when he took the picture, he took it in front of a car. Well, the car had, you know, the car was real shiny and it had a mirror, you know, reflection. I kid you not, this is how people get busted by the FBI, CIA. So this nigga took a picture and he didn't know. I could see he didn't take the time to really look at the picture. And in his reflection, he was dressed in fatigues. And I said, this nigga is a pawn. Because I was asking him, what do you do for a living? Oh, man, I work for myself. No, he didn't. He's a pawn. He's an agent. His job was to get close as me as possible. Then he had joined these groups of ISUPK. And I kid you not, he had joined this group called ISUPK. And I don't know if they knew, but a lot of dudes in ISUPK are pawns. They work for the government. So y'all have no idea how deep this shit goes, right? So I don't know if they knew each other, but he was hired to go to them to see how they operate. And I don't know if they caught on to what he was doing, but it is what it is. But he would always speak of them. So I was kind of leery of ISUPK a long time ago because he was involved with them. And I know what he was doing. I never told him. I want him to keep lying. And this guy was just doing things outlandish, man. And I was like, And no one ever, he never was investigated, because he would do, if right now, if you go on social media and you flash a gun, they're going to come see you. That's facts. We know this. Well, they never did him. And he would literally be loading them up and had them all. I was like, you ain't going to get me to believe that. So a lot of times when you doing things that is righteous and you're doing things that's not the norm and it's not hurting no one, but you're speaking facts, they always send a man or a woman to get close to you and then try to lure you into their web or get them on a page where they can keep up with you. So I cut ties quick, but they don't stop, man. They'll come back 7-8 years later. This particular dude tried like 10 years later. I was like, man, this nigga really desperate. They must tell him, you get him, we make you general. That's what I'm thinking, right? So it didn't work. Then he let another 5 years go. Then when he did, when 15 years, like he kept, yeah, hey, man, I just need to chop it over. Just, oh, really? That's why I made the song real one. Because this cat, I could see right through him, and I knew that this guy was dirty. I was like, nah. So I'm saying that to say this, if you start getting people in your inbox inviting you out, need to talk to you, FaceTime you, that's usually not a good sign. These are not people who have an interest in you, but they have, they want to watch you and they want to know how you connect and they want to know who else do you talk to, you know, but we're getting so far up with this spiritual warfare, they don't really have that kind of time no more. But they still put it out there because TikTok has moved things in a whole different direction. It's hard to watch everybody. You know, when we started on YouTube, it was an easy watch. So now you got Reels on Instagram. You got TikTok. It's really hard keeping up with all these people. It's so many now. And at that particular time, it was mostly black folks. Now you got white people. You got Latinos. Everybody coming out the shell talking truth. You can't keep up with the world. And that's something they was afraid of, that this truth would get so spreaded to where all the nations would start talking. That's exactly what's happening. When we started in this, it was just black people. And you could count them on your hand who was being listened to and who wasn't being listened to. Fast forward, now it's an epidemic. You can't stop this. So now they pick and choose who they're going to listen to because they can't keep up with it. At all. And you notice when you talk about anything that's righteous, TikTok and Instagram, they'll put on there, they'll say information not verified or information fake. they'll say that quickly. You notice that, right? So you already know that they still have these live communities. And whenever you get attention, it's an algorithm that goes right to the community of their watchers. And then they flag it quick. Okay. But they're not successful at it because your kids can't stop this truth. Right? And that's what they've been trying to do, but it's not going to happen. Hold tight. Man is made upright, but turned evil. And you ain't going to stop this shit, man. And you probably say, well, you know, the woman was made upright too, to a certain extent. You can go in the book of Matthew. Is that Matthew? It's Matthew, I believe. Is it Matthew or Ecclesiastics? The Most High looked for a woman first. The Most High literally searched for just, he wanted one woman. If he could find one woman out of 1,000, he would have chose the woman to lead. He could not find one. They were just all bickering and just all back and forth, and he couldn't find one. He just couldn't. And don't get mad at me. You can find this in the scriptures. So the Most High put 1,000 men. He wanted to see, okay, he went to the women first. I just want y'all ladies to understand the Most High was choosing the women first over the men. But he couldn't find one that was upright. There was just too much BS, just like today. So he put 1,000 men out there. He couldn't find one. But then one occurred. Out of 1,000, one showed promise. And that's why he put the bulk of the leadership on a man. That's history and that's literature, man. So that's why the Most High chose man over woman. It's not that you can't be evenly yoked in your marriage, but he chose to lead with man. And then you got a lot of Christian women that have a problem with that. Then they're going to say, did y'all read Ruth? Did y'all read Beth? That has nothing to do with the point of the matter. Those scriptures does not pinpoint who we truly are. It's just literature. And frankly, my friend, I think it was just a bunch of hogwash that they put it in there. But I'm not trying to make women think they're lesser. I'm trying to let you understand that scriptures is what they are. They're republished by the synagogues. And if you don't know that, then you should. The true scriptures is the universe. Once you start adapting to the universe, the Most High will show you things that most people can never comprehend. And you can open up the same book as myself, and the parables, I won't even see it, but you'll be reading parables. You better say, what you mean? You're going to read it like a novel. You're not going to have understanding of it. You're going to read it just like a straight book because you're stumbling. Well, the Most High would take those who have understanding, and you open it up totally different from you. I have people tell me, what book do you read? Because I'm reading the same book, and I don't see that. You don't supposed to. I told you, if I read scriptures, it's going to be totally different. I'm not making up anything. I'm just telling you that what I read and you read is going to be totally different. You can't read what I read because it's not coming out of a book. And that's facts, man. Do you really believe the Most High going to put every truth that he ever came across for his indigenous people in a book? Would that make any sense? No, it wouldn't. So he gives you enough to bite on. And then after that, it's over. You then will or you won't do you don't can you can, because if a person have a blueprint on you, they can play you like a fiddler. That wouldn't be wise. The Most High, very wise. So this is why we have the International Bible. We have the Military Bible. We have all these different Bibles because everybody got their own interpretation, and that's not how it was cut. So that's why you have to read the scriptures as an indigenous person, but with a spiritual mind, so the Most High can take those parables away from you and have you read it like the universe wants you to recall it in the words of Yah. Because I've had so many people say, I just don't see what, I can't, where are you getting this, right? But it come to pass. Then they say, damn, that did come to pass. It's just, see, we got to stop trying to please man and woman. You want them to say, cheer you on. You don't need no cheerleaders. You just need Most High to listen. You need the Most High to know that you have done what you're supposed to do so he can move you on. Dying is a privilege, man. When the Most High tell you your time is not, you're going to clap. Because now, you probably say, well, why would I clap? Because your mission, Most High acknowledged you. Every biblical man, the Most High let him know when their time was nigh for death. Enoch, he didn't tell him his time was nigh for death. He told Enoch, you got to go. You too good for this place. So Enoch was happy as hell. He didn't want to be here. So just think about that for a second. When Most High know your time is nigh, he going to tell you. But only if you have done the work and he satisfies with your work. Boy, you got to clap. Every biblical man that the Most High got ready to put down, he told them your time is not. And that could be, when he say your time is not, that could be 3-6 months to maybe a year, but within 12 months your time is coming. So he wants you to gather your family, tell them what you expect of them, and they knew that your time, yeah, they mourned, but when these men laid down, I ain't talking about Simon Peter them, so don't, just understand what I'm saying. When a lot of these men knew their time was nigh, they died in their sleep. They was happy because they went to another dimension. What happens if the Most High don't acknowledge you? You coming back. I know you don't want to believe that. You literally coming back. Seriously, man. You ain't got it right. Most High has to tell you your time is, oh boy, it's going to be the best feeling in the world. Every biblical man that crossed over to the next dimension with Yah, the Most High has to give you that wording that your time is not. For the Most High to tell you that your time is not, man, that means you did it right. Because it's a privilege to die. It's pain to be alive, man. It's literally, you're in pain to be here, brother. So people say, what happened if you OD? You got to come back. You didn't get it. What happened if you got killed? Well, you got to come back. So don't, look, I'm just a messenger. Don't get mad at me. The only true death is when the Most High tell you your time is nigh. You jump off a bridge and kill yourself. You got to come back. Now, depending on who you are and depending on what you've done with your life, you sold your soul and you just can't live with it anymore, then the Most High ain't going to bring you back. He got other places for you. But let's say you're a good-natured person. You really ain't did nothing, but you never seek the Most High. You drown in a boat. You probably got to come back and relearn again because you coming back. If the Most High didn't see you as a bad person, but he saw your worthiness, but you didn't reach for him, he got to bring you back. You got to do it all over again. I tell y'all, y'all don't want to believe it. That's people in the 70s right now. Coming right back. Boy, this place don't end. It just continues. I'm going to play one song. And I'm going to come back and just finish up, man. All right? Y'all stay tuned.
Everything is not everything. Hey, ma. Celebrities, DM and me. I think the Lord sending me a blessing. I'm blowing up on TikTok. Everyone's inviting me to the rock. They even flying me. High status females calling me. I'm in the life of the party. Snakes in the house. Snakes in the house. They look like women. Facts. Dealt with facts. It's about 3 a.m. Satan likes to do all things in three. He's got a contract with your name on it. It's all for you. It's all for free. Don't have to plead. The sign right here with the drop of blood. And every man and woman will be at your feet. You officially Team Lucy. Take the jab, throw up the go. Always please me. Never say yeah, always say God. And if you do it right, you'll be mine tonight. Money, fame, Academy Award. I guarantee you will be top flight. Snakes in the house. Snakes in the house. They look like women. Facts, devil with bags.
Lord, help me,
help me.
I'm drowning,
drowning.
Things not like they're supposed to be. Somebody save me,
save me.
Somebody save me,
save me.
Satan has his hands all over me. Lord, help me,
help me.
Father, help me,
help me.
I'm drowning,
drowning.
I have no light,
no light.
I'm in a land of misery,
land of misery.
Father, y'all help me,
Father, y'all help me.
You see, I fell off,
fell off.
I wanted the money,
money.
Save my soul.
Facts. Devil with Facts.
All right, fam. I'm going to get out of here. Inspection is just around the corner. And I got to get this guy walked through and all that crap. But I hope this made sense. Man is made upright, but turn evil. Just listen to it with an open mind. And we'll get back to our features and regular broadcasting Monday, if the Most High so see fit. All right, man. Yeah. Maybe I get a little rest, but shit, man, I got so much on my agenda. I doubt it. We'll see how next week goes, right? Love y'all much, man, and continue support. And just let's make this thing do what it do. The Most High is watching, and our time is so nigh. And what I mean that, guys, I don't mean it's death and then we're going to fly away. There is a change. Currency's going to change. A lot's going to change, but the Most High is going to put his indigenous people back where they need to be. But it's unfortunately, a lot of y'all ain't going to get this. Some of y'all going to have to die and come back, man, because you're playing both sides and you're just doing stupid stuff. And you know who you are, okay? Y'all be good. Yash Karai, I got to get out of here. One love, man.